The Jazz Treasury Podcast is devoted to exhibiting the best of jazz history in the format of an auditory tour of America's richest indigenous music. Bi-weekly, a different aspect of jazz will be presented. It may be a portrait of a musician such as Duke Ellington or John Coltrane. It could be a specific instrument like the bass or trumpet. We may visit a jazz city like Chicago or New Orleans. Other exhibits will focus on genres such as bebop or swing. Your curator and tour guide, Rich Sylvester, has over 40 years of jazz background to share. So, whether you've just begun to explore the art of jazz or consider yourself a connoisseur, tune in to the Jazz Treasury. The Jazz Treasury podcast is always open. Go to www.thejazztreasury.com for more.
Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester, and thank you so much for letting me in your ear once again. The Jazz Treasury today features the man and the music of Louis Jordan.
She's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot, Ma? I love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, 'cause Caledonia is your name. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother her. But mama didn't know what Caledonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hard? Ma!
Louis Jordan, Caledonia Boogie, recorded back in New York City, 1945. Louis Jordan on vocal, alto sax, Leonard Graham doing trumpet, Freddie Simon on tenor sax, William Austin playing piano, Al Morgan on bass, and Alex Raz Mitchell on drums. Caledonia Boogie, very popular song for Louis Jordan, and yes, you can hear why they call Louis Jordan the godfather of rock and roll. The rhythm is there. Although this song did very well for Louis, it caused him a lot of trouble, too. He wrote it while under contract to one publisher, but gave it to another, using the pseudonym of Fleecy Moore, his wife's maiden name. After they separated, Moore continued to earn royalties from this valuable copyright. According to Milt Gabler, Louis's producer, the song's key line, Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard, originated in trumpeter and singer Hot Lips Page's Old Man Ben. In the 40s, bandleader Louis Jordan pioneered a wild and widely popular amalgam of jazz and blues. The swinging shuffle rhythms played by singer-saxophonist Jordan and his Timpani Five got called Jump Blues or Jump and Jive, and it served as a forerunner of rhythm and blues and rock and roll. In fact, it has been plausibly argued that Saturday Night Fish Fry is worthy of consideration as the first rock and roll record containing many of the genre's key ingredients: a distorted electric guitar, an early use of the word rocking, party-themed lyrics, and danceable, up-tempo music. Similarly, with their breathless, maniac spoken delivery, both Lookout and Saturday Night Fish Fry, released in 1947 and 1949, respectively, can be seen as early examples of what would have come to be known as rap.
If you've ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. You was rocking. You was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shoving till the break of dawn. You was rocking. You was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shoving till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me, we fell right in. We hollered, let the joy begin. We figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such stuffing and a shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such stuffing and a shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the women was jumping and screaming and yelling. The bottles was flying and the fish was smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody said, you better get out of here, this is a raid. I didn't know we were breaking the law. Somebody reached up and clipped me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front and the back, and they were putting us in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. Seen sets coming and a shoving till the break of dawn.
Then they took us to jail in a dazed condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. My chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday Night Fish Fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't you ever mention fish to me.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen sets coming and a shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shoving till the break of dawn.
Hey, clowns, have you dug the latest jive on the third floor?
No, man.
Well, they got him.
They got who?
You know that man that's been cooking up that jive, selling to these folks around town, making them have them funny dreams?
You mean the hoodoo man?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That cat thought he was just too grand.
Well, Gate, somebody done hoodooed the hoodoo man.
Smack me down with the story, Gate.
Old Johanna from Louisiana, a hoodoo king in every manner. But I found out without a doubt, the tables had turned on him. He ain't got a tooth in his head. Poor Joe's almost dead. Somebody done hoodooed the hoodoo man. 10, 10, double 10, 45, 15. Joe can't drink no gin. Ain't nothing goes over the devil's back that don't buckle under his chin. His face looks just like gravel sand, and everybody's got Joe on the pan. Somebody done hoodooed the hoodoo man.
Thank you.
up some stuff in a pot. Not too cold and not too hot. They dropped a few drops in Joe's beef stew. Now he's blowing his top. He don't know what to do. They don't know who did it. They can't find out. But he done hoodooed his last hoodoo without a doubt. Somebody done hoodooed. Done hoodooed the hoodoo man.
Someone done hoodooed the hoodoo man. Louis Jordan, recorded back in 1939. That's the earliest recording I have for him anyway. On March 29th, exactly, New York City, 1939. Louis Jordan doing the vocal and alto sax, Courtney Williams on trumpet, Kenneth Holland on tenor, Clarence Johnson doing some piano and some speech, Charlie Drayton doing the bass, and Walter Martin on the drums. Those lithe solos by Kenneth Holland on tenor, Courtney Williams on trumpet, and Lewis on alto distinguish this light-hearted drug song, probably inspired by Cab Calloway's reefer fantasies of a few years earlier. The song title reappeared 14 years later on the debut record of the singer and harmonica player Junior Wells. Jordan was born into a musical family. His father taught music and was the band leader for the Arkansas-based Rabbit Foot Minstrels. After majoring in music at Arkansas Baptist College, Jordan moved with his family to Philadelphia and then headed to New York by himself. He served stints as saxophonist with jazz bands and swing orchestras led by Chick Webb and others. He broke off in 1938 to form his own group, whose specialty was jump blues delivered with madcap wit and danceable beat.
CPL, SGT, the LT, CP, the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a GI jive, man alive. It starts with a bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Hey, Jack, that's a GI jive. Rootily toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Arrivoot. After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast from a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Hey, Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet, or reap, if you're a BVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. It's just a G-I jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. If you're PFC and you fail to salute the LT, the MP makes you KP on the QT. Then you'll go to sleep before you count to five. But when you wake up in the morning, you'll have to do the GI Jive.
The G.I. Jive, Johnny Mercer tune, recorded back in 1944 in New York City. Louis Jordan, once again on the vocals and alto. Eddie Rohn on trumpet. Arnold Thomas on piano. Al Morgan bass. And Wilmore Slick Jones on drums. The Johnny Mercer lyrics plunge joyfully into the thicket of abbreviations and technical terms that bedeviled life in the U.S. Army are truly wonderful, but it does take a singer with verve and crisp dictation to put it across, which is what made Lewis such a good choice. The song reached the top of Billboard magazine's R&B chart and stayed on the list for 25 weeks.
You're listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
During the 40s, Jordan ruled the R&B charts like no other performer. Jordan's appeal stemmed from his song's lively evocation of good times, performed in a swinging style that ranged from hot jazz to bluesy boogie. Jordan supplied a good deal of the slang of early rock and directly influenced the freewheeling spirit of the music. In retrospect, Jordan's use of syncopated shuffle rhythms in a small combo context can be viewed as the bridge between big band swing and rhythm and blues, and by extension, rock and roll. His incorporation of electric guitar and organ proved a major stepping stone from jazz to R&B as well. Jordan's peers and contemporaries included Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and Bing Crosby. He would come to have a huge influence on Decca Records' label mate Bill Haley. Ray Charles was another professed accolade, who acknowledged his debt by signing Jordan to his Tangerine label in the early 60s. Other rock and roll figureheads whom Jordan profoundly influenced were Little Richard, who adopted Keep a Knockin' from Jordan's repertoire. No less rock and roll pioneer than Chuck Berry paid tribute to Jordan with his single, simple declaration, "I identify myself with Louis Jordan more than any other artist."
Story from way back, truck on down and dig me Jack. There's Big Mo, Little Mo, Four-Eyed Mo, No Mo. Look at brother, look at brother, look at brother, eat Mo. Mama, 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 mama. Who's the greatest band around? Makes the cats jump up and down. Who's the talk of Rhythm Town? Five guys named Mo. When they start to beat it out, everybody jump and shout. Tell me, who do the critics rave about? Five guys named Mo. They came out of nowhere, and that don't mean a thing. They're red high, and you'll know why when you hear them swing. Highbrow, lowbrow, all agree, they're the best in harmony. I'm telling you, folks, you really ought to see Five guys named Mo.
Five guys named Mo. That was Louis Jordan. Doing the vocals, alto sax and tenor. Eddie Roan on trumpet, Arnold Thomas on piano, Dallas Bartley on bass, Walter Martin on drums. 1942. Now, thanks to Cameron McIntosh's enormously successful stage show, Five Guys Named Mo, based on Louis Jordan's music, this has become the best known of his songs. It was introduced to Louis by his bassist, Dallas Bartley, who had been successful with it in a previous band when playing in a drag bar. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five launched 57 singles onto the R&B charts in the 1940s, including 18 songs that went to number one. Their most popular number included Choo Choo Chaboogie, number one for 18 weeks. Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens, number one for 17 weeks. Boogie Woogie Blue Plate, number one for 14 weeks. Saturday Night Fish Fry, number one for 12 weeks. Buzz Me, number one for 9 weeks. Caledonia, number one for 7 weeks. Jack, You're Dead, number one for 7 weeks. Blue Light Boogie, number one for 7 weeks. And G.I. Jive, number one for 6 weeks. From 1943 to 1950, Jordan occupied the top position for a total of 113 weeks, more than one-fourth of the time.
You cats keep beating up your chops. I ought to turn you over to the cops. But dig this field, I'm gonna lay on your gate. Don't cop your broom, park the body and wait. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You tell everybody I'm busted. You talk so much you got me disgusted. But you run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You start in telling me you're my pal and end up telling me how to handle my gal. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your juicy mouth and I run my business, brother. Just run your juicy mouth and I run my business, brother. You always telling me what to do, saying I wouldn't do that if I was you. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. Just clap your liver lips and I run my business, brother. Clap your liver lips and I run my business, brother. If I'd followed your advice on how to make dough, I'd been in the jailhouse long ago. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother.
You run your mouth, and I'll run my business. Louis Jordan, Courtney Williams on trumpet, Stafford Simon doing the tenor, Clarence Johnson on piano, Charlie Drayton on bass, and Walter Martin on drums. Recorded in New York City, 1940. Now this was written by Lillian Harden, Louis Armstrong's band, pianist, and first wife. She wrote this jive homily, or secular sermon, the kind of song that Jordan took to with enthusiasm. For good reason, he was dubbed King of the Jukeboxes. His peak year was 1946, when 17 of his songs made the upper reaches of the R&B chart. His popularity led to starring roles in a series of musical film shorts from the late 1940s, including Caledonia, Lookout Sister, and Reet, Petite, and Gone. Jordan's last hit came in 1951, when Weak Mindful Blues hit the top five. Thereafter, the rock and roll revolution for which he helped lay the groundwork essentially precipitated his decline as a popular artist. His tenure at Decca ended in 1954, after which point he recorded for various labels, including Aladdin and Mercury. Without replicating his career success, although he still was able to find steady work as a performer, a session for Mercury Records, produced by Quincy Jones, yielded Jordan's hottest album of the 50s, Somebody Up There Digs Me, 1956. And he followed it a year later with a top-flight jazz recording, Man, We're Wailin'. He remained a revered figure in Europe, but for the most part, the times had passed him by. He would later profess some bitterness about the career setback that rock and roll had dealt him. Jordan recorded for the last time in 1972 and died in February 1975 of a heart attack. A Louis Jordan revival occurred in 1992 when the musical Five Guys Named Mo, based on his life and music, became a Broadway smash. Well, that's it for this episode of the Jazz Treasury with Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much once again for tuning in, for subscribing on iTunes, going in there and rating, reviewing, and subscribing. We really appreciate that. And the thousands of people around the world that are keeping this flame of jazz alive, thank you so much. For more information, go to www.thejazztreasury.com. Check our Facebook page out, too, and give us a like. And thank you so much to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for some of the biographical information, and to the Jazz Great magazine put out by the Marshall Cavendish Foundation in Great Britain. Thank you so much once again. Until next time, enjoy the jazz.